guest analyst this afternoon, U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. Don, grain markets got a boost on a couple of different fronts here today.
Yeah, you know, I think the big one, you know, was the announcement by the biofuel. Looks like the EPA has proposed significant larger usage than the trade had anticipated for this next year, on not only on biodiesel but on some of the others also. So, you know, that put the back to the biodiesel usage. It looks like that put the bean oil up the limit. And really what the Trump administration is trying to do is expand the biofuel program here that supports the U.S. and at the same time limit the imports of feedstocks from foreign nations. So it's a win from that standpoint. That lifted the soybean oil, that lifted the beans up big technically, and pulled the wheat market up also. So I think it's fair to say a lot of short covering also with this skirmish that we have in the Middle East with Israel and Iran. So a lot of different things going on, moving a lot of the markets, Randy.
I guess the big thing, too, is if we see much follow-through next week, huh?
You know, I think that's the dominant thing, because I think we know, back to the grains, that this is the time of year where the seasonalities actually are negative. Last year, we did much the same thing. We rallied into June 13th, which it is today, and then the market actually was just like two steps down, one up, even three steps down, one up, all the way to August 26th when we finally bottomed. So I think it's a fist fight between what goes on in some of these outside markets, what happens with the seasonalities. But even this new biofuel mandates usage on biodiesel, remember, that doesn't kick in until January.
Livestock side, what's going on there?
Boy, big day on the cattle market here today. Actually, technicals broke down today, sharply lower on the future, sharply lower on the feeder cattle. You know, and I think some of it, some of these outside markets, crude oil higher, equity markets sharply lower. So I think it's fair to say funds big long in the cattle market and had some liquidation. We'll see what happens to the cash market, because the discounts that we have in the futures versus the cash are record large. So if you believe the way the futures traded, you would say that we have some tops in. The cash market seasonally should come under pressure. Boxed beef should come under pressure. We'll see how beef moves over the weekend, Father's Day weekend. That's probably going to be a big one. But, you know, just remind you on the hog market, seasonally, today was a day that seasonally hogs are to be sold for the next 3 weeks. And we'll see. Hog market's been on a big rally, particularly in the fourth quarter, but the seasonalities are turning negative here.
Is there anything else we should be aware of?
Well, I think it's going to be a big weekend on what happens in the Middle East with those skirmishes. We'll see how this biofuel mandates sort out more next week, as we still don't have any information on what happens to the small refiner exemptions.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.